This has been the best. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vacentino is singing that song.
Live on your computer and various other places, Bega Goodies Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Sheila Clark, Jerry J. Thomas, Juliet Silver, and Hatcher Station. And now, because if you tried to say her name backwards, you'd end up hurting yourself, Josie Vacentino.
Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm very, very excited. Today is going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing show. Fixing my mics if you hear any crumpling. Sorry about that. But that is the most important thing. You got to hear me. So I am very excited. It's going to be a very jam-packed show. I have been really, really getting pumped. I'm super, super excited about tonight. So we have Sheila Clark, Juliet Silver, country duo Hatcher Station, and we catch up with Jerry J. Thomas. So you do not want to miss a minute of tonight's show. And then later on, we, of course, have, you know, our VIP members. We share some show and station announcements and all of that fun stuff. You guys all know the drill by now. So while we are screening here, I just want to talk a little bit about our radio station, Country Blast Radio. And I know, I've actually been getting a lot of emails, especially at josie@josieshow.com. I've been getting a lot of emails there and on Facebook in my messages about how much that they love our kind of mixed, with traditional and then also the newer music of country music. I've been really getting praised by that. They really, really enjoy that. And then also we have old dance hall music, Texas dance hall music. So we have all of that. We basically have just every sort of different versions and different types of country music, which I love because I love everything. You guys probably know I love everything. So, which is just amazing. So I am very, very thrilled you guys are, really enjoying the station. And remember, you guys can listen to it at countryblastradio.com, and also you can hear it on your iPhone and Droids, all your smartphone devices. If you just download the free Live 365 app, Live 365, it's super, super simple, and then type in Country Blast Radio in the search bar on the free app, Live 365, and then boom, it's easy. That's all you got to do. It's very, very easy. All right. So it is time to put on our first guest of the night. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Sheila Clark. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I am so glad to be on here, Josie. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I'm very excited to have you on tonight. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Really, I do.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad because I'm very, very excited to talk to you a little bit about your music and, all about you, basically. So first off, I really kind of want to start out with how music started for you because I know you've been in a couple of bands over the years. So how did you really get started?
Really, how I got started is when I was a kid, I grew up singing, Sunday school songs as a child with my sister and my mom and dad. And my grandfather, he was in a gospel quartet. He was a bass singer. He was the baritone. And he taught me and my sister's harmony. And then my father, his son was a music director. And he, did that at our church, and then he played guitar, and then he did, country songs, a little, 60s music, at home, and he taught me how to play the guitar. And I just started, you know, playing, you know, just a little here and there. And then as I got older, mostly I started in church, though. And then I started singing out, you know, for, like, birthday parties, things like that, you know, anniversary, weddings. And then I raised my family, my son, and, you know, that's why I'm starting so late in life.
Right, right.
But I helped with my grandchildren, too. So, you know, now I've done all this time. I love writing. I mean, I didn't really start writing till about 98. I wrote my first song, which is called Love Is So Right. And I wrote it about my husband. But and then I wrote Daddy's Mountain. And then I had another song called Uncertain Texas. It's kind of about Cattle Lake, where I live. But, you know, I had it out, but it didn't, you know, it needed some more commercial quality and stuff, you know, more better recording. So I'm still working on things like that. And that's really how I got started. And then whenever I was, I guess it was probably about 98, my brother-in-law played drums, and he wanted to start a band up. So we kind of started up a little garage band with him and my cousin. She played bass, her husband played rhythm, my sister played keyboard, and then we had a real good lead guitar player, and then he got some back problems, and, you know, we still get together sometimes, but we couldn't go out and play anymore. I mean, we did start going out and, you know, doing shows as the Crossroads Band is what our name was. And that we were out of Marshall, Texas. And
that is so cool.
Then after, you know, the band couldn't, you know, play anymore, I kind of just started going, like, to open jams around my area and in my hometown and started, you know, singing two or three songs there, and then other musicians heard me and wanted me to sit in with them. And also, that's whenever I started Locked and Loaded is the band that I've been singing with now. But I've only got two more shows with them, and then I won't be singing, you know, with them anymore. But they're kind of laying off because they're going on to other things, you know, so like me. You know? But they're great guys, and, you know, I do a variety of music down here. You know, I do classic rock, blues, country, you know, R&B, you know, country's what I write. You know, country's, it's what I was brought up in, mostly, you know, the classic country. I grew up listening to Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline and, you know, George Jones, you know, all those, Willie Nelson, you know, Waylon Jennings, you know, all the olds, you know, that were good guys. And, you know, that's kind of where I got my love for the country music, you know, was there. And now, you know, I'm just doing here and there, you know, and I'm still singing some with Locked and Loaded and until September the 12th, our last show. And then I'll go on from there wherever Kenny wants me to, and Charlie, you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's really, really cool.
Long story,
it's so, it's so interesting, though. You know, I love that. I love hearing of stories, you know, like that, kind of going from, you know, being in bands and then kind of trying to work your way, you know, to, you know, just different avenues, different things, you know? So I think that's really neat. Yeah. Yeah, I think that is very, very neat. And I wanted to mention, because you do like a variety of different music, who would you consider, you know, some of your musical heroes? It could be, I mean, you mentioned some of on the country side of things. What else do you like to listen to?
I like the oldies, you know, like 60s, and I do like Van Morrison was one of my favorite, you know, classic rock, you know, singers. And, I like Tom Petty, you know, and the Heartbreaker, you know, I just, you know, that was in my era, you know, when I was younger. And my mom and dad, my father, he played this on the guitar. He played the 60s music, you know, like Sister Golden Hair, you know, things like that. And us girls, you know, we all would just sit around and listen to him sing and play, and we loved it. I mean, and I lost my father when I was 12 in a car accident. So it really was devastating for all of us girls, and music just became part of me, you know, and I just wanted to keep going with it. And then I just started writing. I mean, the good Lord just started bringing songs to my head, you know, my heart, you know. And, you know, but I love, I like Adele. I really like Janis Joplin. I can't sing some of her songs, but, you know, and who else? Let's see. I really love Stevie Nicks. I do some of her stuff that, you know, at some of my shows now. You know, with the variety of music that we do. And so those, and Sheryl Crow, she's, I really look a lot at her too. And also, Susan Tedeschi, I love her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I'm just all around, you know?
Yeah, me too. I'm the same way. I like, you know, everything with a great beat and great message to it. I'm just like, yes, you know. It's like, you know, that's what music is definitely about, what, you know, makes you feel good. So I think that's, you know, so great. Yes, and I really also wanted to mention, because this was actually a really big deal. This is really, really cool. You performed this year at Miss Jeannie's Mystery Theater in Nashville during CMA Fest this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
That has been the highlight of my, you know, music career so far. I've loved doing everything that I've done, but that has been the biggest thing. You know, being on the CMA, you know, that's a big deal, you know, going to Nashville. And, you know, my family and friends, you know, they were real excited and happy for me, and everybody has just been wonderful. I've had a whole full write-out in my hometown paper about me, and I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I was just so excited about that. And then, you know, that was after I went to the CMA, but the lady had contacted me and wanted to do a write-up after I got back, you know. And, you know, but the CMA, I love meeting all the new artists. And, you know, Kenny Lee, you know, he's my manager, and he's great. He really worked with me and showed me a lot of stuff. And, you know, we're still working on recording more songs, you know, in the future, you know, because I just got, like, right now I've only got like three recorded, but I've got some more. You know, I wrote a new song, and I had to get up in the middle of the night. It was like 3:00 in the morning because I had all this in my head, and I could not go to sleep. I had to get up and write it all down, and I mean, I had the whole song, the words, the music, everything, and I played it for my sister the other day, and she cried. So it's a new song. It will probably be out sometime next year, but you know, right now the ones that I've got out now, I'm really proud of. You know, they're really good songs, and I'm gonna just, you know, go from there, you know.
Right, right. You can only take it one step at a time.
Right.
Yes, and you're doing so well. I mean, you have a lot of things that, you know, I could talk about tonight, and we're going to try to touch on everything. But I know that we have a song of yours here called Millionaire, so I would love to play this song right now, and then we'll be right back, and we could, like, talk about it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's put on Millionaire by Sheila Clark, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit about it. So here we go. Enjoy.
Sit on the sofa, I'm a working all day. You tell me there's never any money to spend.
Sheila Clark, and we're back with her right now. So can you tell us a little bit about a little bit more about this song and what it means to you? It's a good one.
This song is a very good song. It was written by Kenny Lee and Juliet Hart, and mm-hmm. he just felt that this was a good song for me to record and release, and right. it will be released on radio soon. And mm-hmm. and two, be starting to do shows all around the world to promote my music as an artist in the future. So, you know, that song, he just felt that, you know, it fit me kinda. You know, it was like my yeah. voice. You know, he likes my Texas slang. You know, what's it called?
Yeah.
You know, but
it's
you
true.
Know, I have had so many people, my friends, I've had, you know, my family, they love this song. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's really doing great, you know, and it's number 22 on the V Radio Nashville request line, the top 40, mm-hmm. so it's number 22 right now on there, so I'm really tickled about it, and I know Kenny and Juliet are too.
Yes, well, congratulations, that's a huge accomplishment, and it's such a great song. I can see why it's
thank
doing
you,
so well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It is. Your voice fits. It's like the song was made for you. Like your voice fits so perfectly with it. It's great.
Yeah. See, that's what Kenny said. He said, I got a song that I think would be great for you. I mean, so, you know, I was really tickled that he thought of me for that, you know.
Right.
Him and just that heart, you know.
Yeah, thank goodness. Thank goodness that song, you know, found you, you know. You found the song.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Such a good one. And yes. I want
and,
people...
And the video mm-hmm. is really good, too. If you see it on YouTube, mm-hmm. You can see it on YouTube now. But the video is really good, too.
Yes, yes. Okay, so all we have to do pretty much is just type in your name, do you think, and then just Millionaire?
Find it on YouTube. Sheila Clark, Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Or, Sheila Clark, Betty's Mountain, you know, any of my songs, you know, those ones that I have already on there, that's what, you know, Sheila Clark is what you type in.
Nice. Perfect. Well, that's easy enough. So, everyone, please make sure you check it out on YouTube. Super easy. Sheila Clark, very, very easy. So please do that. And for the new listeners out there that enjoyed what they heard, where can we go to purchase this song along with all of your other music? Where are the best outlets to go?
Well, that's just it. I have no CDs out yet. I'm working on, you know, Kenny's right. working with me on this stuff, and I'm thinking maybe by Christmas we should have some CDs and DVDs out, you know, for me,
right.
you know. But I'm a work in progress, you know.
Right. So nothing wrong with that.
You know, and it's, you know, but I've had a lot of people asking about CDs and DVDs, and I told them it will be very soon. I'm thinking probably, you know, starting this fall by Christmas, I think I should have something.
Perfect.
But I will,
perfect.
I will let everybody know as soon as I do.
Okay, good. Yes, keep us up to date with that, because I would love to check it out and promote it. That would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. And also, can you give out, some social networking sites? I know that you're on Facebook, so can you give out, like, links to your favorite your favorite sites that you use?
I am on ReverbNation.com, and then if you put a slash, Angel Eyes 3 is my, you can go right to my Reverb Nation page. And then I have a Twitter account, and it's at songdove63 on Twitter. And then it'll come up Sheila Clark when you're doing, I think, songdove63. But those are some nicknames that I've got over the years, you know, and I just used, I probably should put just Sheila Clark in there, but I haven't. But also, you can go to my, I have an email address. It's angeleyes33333@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Nice. Perfect. So, I mean, if anybody has any, you know, that wants to, you know, get your email or check you out on Twitter or by Facebook, those are the most, you know, accessible ones for people to go to so they could check out everything that you're doing. So, everyone, make sure you do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Yes.
Also, I'm working on my own website. It'll be www.SheilaClarkMusic.com, but it's not complete yet. I'm still working on it.
That's
so
still under construction.
Yes, ma'am. That is probably where I'll have sell my CDs and stuff too. So it won't be too much longer.
Awesome. Well, that's super, super easy. I like that. So definitely let us know. You know, I know you keep us pretty up to date on Facebook, so if you go there, we could probably find out when that all happens. Very easy.
Yes, I'm always posting, as you can see.
I like that. You keep us up to date. I do that as well. You have to. And I wanted to also give a shout-out, because you're with Charlie Wainfeld's talent and promotion team. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I was going to mention Charlie. He is great. I mean, I am so tickled to be on their team. I really am.
Yes.
They thought of a lot of me. They loved my singing when I was up at the CMA Fest.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's so great. Yeah, he is such a great guy, and he promotes wonderful, wonderful artists like yourself, and we just really, really appreciate him for hooking us up, having you on the show. That's so cool.
Yes, I appreciate it so much, too. Thank you so much, Josie.
No, anytime. Yes, you got it. You got to give him that kudos. He's awesome. Definitely. I hear you. And I also wanted to mention, since we're on the topic here, I understand that you'll be performing in the overseas tour that's officially named by the UK, the Charlie Wainfeld 2015 European Promotional Tour. Can you tell us anything about that as of right now? Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I just found out a little while ago, and I don't know all the details, but yes, I'm looking at very soon, you know, next year's, I think fall, August, or, you know, sometime in the fall. I'm not for sure, but I'm really so excited to be a part of this and very thankful. I mean, this is a big thing for me.
Yeah, I think that is super cool. Is this going to be your first time overseas?
Yes, well, I've been to Aruba.
Oh, okay.
That's down in South America, close, you know, the Caribbean. But, yes, this will be my first time overseas, yes.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
I'm just heard this earlier about this, and I'm just sitting on cloud nine about it. I mean, I didn't know what to say about it because I don't know all the details and everything yet, but I'm glad that you knew about it.
Oh, yes. I mean, we got the information right, you know, straight from Charlie, and he told us that you are scheduled for August 1st through the 14th of 2015, of course, for this tour. So, yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
That is going to be wonderful. And, you know, I think, you know, I have already got my songs playing on a couple of radio stations over in the UK and Spain, and they just love the ones that I put out, The Millionaire and Daddy's Mountain, and I think Love Is So Right is over there too. But those are the three that I have out right now.
Absolutely. And we played Millionaire, of course, and we still have another song of yours tonight. But also another thing that I wanted to mention that Charlie brought up is you'll also be opening up for Missy Garnett and Ronnie McDowell. I believe that's at this at the tour, the overseas tour. So I think that is very, very amazing. And that's going to be so much fun for you. It's going to be great.
Yes, it is. I can't wait. I am just so like I said, I'm on cloud nine. I just got the information, and I'm just like flabbergasted, you know?
I know. I hear you. And, you know, I wanted to play this last song of yours here that we have tonight because I do not want to run out of time, so let's play it right now. Love Is So Right, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play
it. Okay.
All right, be right back. Here we go. Let's do it. Love Is So Right by Sheila Clark, and we'll be right back.
Feel the snow.
I love it. I love it. That was Love Is So Right. That was Love Is So Right. And it's such a great song. That was by Sheila Clark, of course, and we're back with her right now. And I just want to thank you so, so much, Sheila, for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on. Thanks again. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate it so much. You're so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are, too. So you are welcome back anytime, like I said. So you are just fantastic. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Josie. And thank you
thank
all out
you.
There.
Woohoo. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your night. Talk soon.
Oh, all yes. Right. Thank you, Josie. You have a great
thank
weekend.
You. You too. You too. Sheila Clark, everyone. Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. Bye.
You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. Sheila Clark, she is such a wonderful, wonderfully talented lady. I'm so glad I had the pleasure of talking with her. She is so great. Now, I'm very excited because we have a catch-up happening. And it's not what you put on your, it's not what you put on any hot dogs. We have a real ketchup. It's going to be great. That was way too dorky. Oh, wow. I don't even care. yeah, I'm going to get some comments on that one on Facebook later. So I am very, very excited because we have Jerry J. Thomas right now in the house. So hello, Jerry. You there?
Hello there, Josie. How you doing?
Doing so great. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Me and Tina were catching up a little bit ago. I believe it was January when we talked last.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We actually still have your interview on josieshow.com, so people can go check that out if they wanted to know more. But you are definitely a great guy. We had so much fun chatting with you, and I'm very, very thrilled that you are back. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to be back. I tell you, it's a lot of fun catching up with you and Tina again.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm glad. Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. That's good. That's good to hear. I'm glad.
I hear you.
Yes. But before we dig in, for those that didn't get to hear our last interview, can you tell everyone a little bit about the type of music that you have and you play?
Well, I don't want to call it strict traditional country. It's a little bit between a folk country, traditional country, kind of a, it's a Jerry J. Thomas type. It's a Jerry J. Thomas sound. How's that be the best way to describe it?
Right. I love it. I think it's.
I mean, You know, Josie, it's like, you know, one day I'll write a song that's really traditional country, and the next day I'll write a song that's similar to something like a Guy Clark, so it'd be more along the folk one, folk side, but or country rock side. So, so it's kind of hard to put a label on it.
Right. It depends on your mood. It depends on how you're feeling.
That's right. It depends on if Charlie Wayne got on me or not that day.
I love it. He's great. Absolutely. I love that. And I love that. And of course, I know that you have so many heroes in the industry. And so, who would you say are your, maybe top three? Because there's so many out there. Who would you say are your biggest musical heroes?
It's very, very easy and very, very simple. Number one is Mel Street. Number two is going to be Cowboy Copas, and number three is going to be Shaw Hawkins Sr.
Yes. That was very easy. You had your top three ready. I love that.
Right.
Very cool. I love that. And I wanted to mention here of yours, you're working on recording some new music under Doghouse Records. Is that correct? That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And Gary Clark is my producer, and we couldn't be happier. Doghouse Records signed us late last year, and we're so tickled on this new project we're going to be working on and getting ready to come out with.
Oh, I'm very excited for you, and I know you have others doing some music with you as well, and like a special duet. Can you tell us anything about that yet, or is that kind of hush-hush?
I don't mind some of my closest friends, that my wife Jay and I have been blessed to to have is Sheila and Tony Brown. Everybody knows Tony is T. Graham Brown, and me and Tony have been writing some things together, and he's going to do a duet. And I got a lot of special guests that's friends of mine I've known down through the years. Like, matter of fact, as we speak, I got Ernie and Debbie Evans out of my hometown in Jacksonville, Florida. They're laying down some music tracks for me in their studio as we speak. So they're going to be guest musicians, and they're some of the finest bluegrass musicians that play festivals all over the country, you know, with Becky right. Buller and different people like that, Tony Rice and stuff. So we're excited about it. And T. Graham and me are really, he's in the process right now putting out his own gospel album, but me and him are sneaking off the side, you know, a couple, two or three times a month and putting words together and giving each other a hard time. And he's going to be one of the guest artists doing a duet with me on this new album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to hear that.
Oh yeah, yeah! I can't wait either. And you know, you might want to throw darts at it when you get done, because you get me and him together. You know, anything goes. You know.
Yes.
And then the referee is both. You know, I got my brother Mike White down in Florida. He's actually like one of my road managers, and me and him go back 40 years. We used to play music there for several years, and he's co-writing some things with T. Graham and myself. So we tease him. We tell him he's going to be our referee, because, you know, and that's in good-natured fun. There's nothing mean, and, you know, anything serious. It's just me and T got the same kind of sense of humor.
Yes, yes. Well, then that's a lot of fun. When someone has the same sense of humor as you are, as you do, that's when you know it's going to be a good time, because you get each other.
Oh yeah, we were going to write a song together. We didn't do it. It's called "I'm Stirring My Coffee with My Finger because I'm Saving My Spooning for You."
I like that. Cool.
we threw that out because we figured this day and age, the word spooning, you know, courting and dating and all that's kind of obsolete.
Yeah, yeah.
So how have you guys been doing?
I've been great. Just, you know, working on the show and my music and all that fun stuff. I know that feeling. It's just been busy.
Oh yes, yes, and you know, I signed with Charlie Wayne Phelps Promotions over July 4th weekend, and Charlie told me and Jay when we went out to dinner with him and signed the contract, you know, he said, seatbelt yourself in, because it's fixing to be a wild ride, and he didn't lie, you know, because since we signed with him, our bookings and our stuff has picked up tremendously, and you know, I couldn't be more happier, Jay and myself, than to be associated with Charlie Wayne Phelps Promotions. So, you know, it's really a great blessing to us.
Yes, yes. I mean, definitely. I mean, he is definitely keeping you busy in a good way. And there's a performance that, you know, you're going to be a part of. I understand you'll be performing in the overseas tour that is officially named by the UK, the Charlie Wayne Phelps 2015 European Promotional Tour. And I know you're a part of that through July 1st through the 14th in 2015, of course. And you'll be opening for Lucas Ciliberti, who's just, he's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit more about this, or, you know, how excited you are? It's going to be great.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're really excited. You know, we got some records out that's doing real well over in that area. You know, thanks to people like yourself and Clay's Radio, and of course the Kramer Music Group, people like that. So, you know, and then Charlie is wanting to focus because, you know, my type of music's going to be he's thinking it's going to be really well received, and if it's as well, if we're as well received as the records are that they are playing for us over there now, we're going to really look forward to that. You know, I've got a niece from Germany. She, matter of fact, she just moved to this country, and she's real excited. She sat there and was talking about, you know, the folks over in Europe, they just go absolutely nuts for my type of country music, and that just tickles Jay and me to death that we're going to get to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think country music would be big, you know, overseas, but it is. It really is. I think it's more popular there than it, you know, really is here. I mean, they just, they love it, rightfully so, because the music is just, you know, fantastic. So that's great that you're going to be performing overseas. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. We're really looking forward to that, you know. It's our first couple number one songs that we had. One of them was Boy, What a Girl, and then I believe the second one was That's the Way That I Love You. They were hit number one overseas before they ever really did anything good here. They got up the charts, but... as a matter of fact, that we got a couple others, Road to Hope and stuff, that's really moving up. They're in the top 20 now, and it excites me, especially since Road to Hope is a song that myself and Mike White, my brother down in Fanning Springs, Florida, he's listening in tonight. Hi, Mike and Mary, but me and him wrote that song probably 20 years ago, you know, and it was just laying around, and we decided to release it on our last album, and it's done tremendously well for us, and we're pleased.
Oh, yes, rightfully so. Well, that deserves congratulations, first off.
No, thank you.
That's so great.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I wanted to mention another thing that you're booked up for. You know, this is separate from the one we just talked about. But on another one that you're booked for is the Jimmy Van Zandt Benefit, which is going to be on September 20th of this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Jimmy Van Zandt, I first met Jimmy probably around 1980. He's a member of the famous Van Zandt family. You've heard a lot of people, I'm including yourselves, probably heard of the Van Zandt family over Lynyrd Skynyrd 38 Special and Johnny Van Zandt Band. And Jimmy's a cousin of them guys, and I used to work, all of us are from Jacksonville, Florida, and we all grew up within within probably a mile of each other. Matter of fact, Ronnie and Johnny and all of us went to Robert E. Lee High School together down there in Jacksonville. But I met Jimmy in 1980, and he's a fantastic friend. He moved for several years out in Las Vegas, and he does a great, great show. And Jimmy was diagnosed with liver cancer here not too long ago, and he needs a life-saving liver transplant pretty soon, and you know how that can be. And I just, when I found out he needed that help, I begged Charlie Wayne and Joey Nichols and them to please, if you can find a place for me, I want to help him out. And that is, you're right, that's going to be down in Gadsden, Alabama on September 19th and 20th. And, I'll be there on Saturday and sneak into town, and I get to do several. I think Charlie and Joey have me doing several different appearances during the day Saturday and then Saturday evening, and then Jay and me will probably sneak on out because we got other commitments. But it's going to be a great, great thing just to help Jimmy out, you know, and get to catch up with him and his mother Jane and them again that I haven't got to see in a few years because we always, all, you know how entertainers are, we're always passing each other. So,
yes, it's true.
The only time you really get to see Jersey if you're actually on a show together somewhere, you know.
Exactly. My goodness, I know. But that's great. I'm so glad you're going to be able to catch up with that and then also help Jimmy in this benefit. I think that's also a very, very important performance. I love those type of performances where you're singing and, you know, just enjoying that, but then also you're helping someone in the process of that. So I think that's going to be... I think that's going to be beyond great.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, Josie, I'm trying, I'm sending out, I got a friend of mine out in Kansas, Scott Cox, has a young girl out there that has cancer, and they're doing a benefit. Of course, I can't be out there to help him, but I'm sending out albums so that, you know, they're having an auction to help raise funds. And that's something, you know, Jay and me both are really, really, really into is helping anyone. It don't matter who it is, if possible, you know, because, you know, the good Lord asks us to help others that need help, and he's blessed us so much. So, you know, we if we can fit it into our schedule, we love doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way because that's kind of, I look at it as a repayment for the blessings that the good Lord give Jay and I.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love that. And you, you know, you are so fantastic for doing that. I love that. Any little bit, you know, helps. Even though you're not able to go there, you're still sending out your songs and stuff. I mean, just that's, you know. That's great.
Right, right. And I do, and I believe last time we talked, I meant to get you some, and I promise I'll get you a couple for your Tuesday giveaway, whatever you said.
Thank
you know,
you.
I'm slow. You'll have to get with my wife, Jay. She gets on me all the time because I get so far behind. She's constantly, you know, you need to learn this song. You got to perform this song. You need to, you know. Hey, and the only thing I think about is writing the next one, right?
Right. She keeps you on track. That's awesome.
Yes. She's like my right arm. I couldn't do it without her. But I tell you, hon, honestly, we ain't forgot you. So we'll get those up to you so you can get them in your Tuesday giveaways here shortly. So.
Good. But, I know my listeners will love that. So thank you. That is perfect. We'll
definitely
you're
welcome.
Giveaway. Yes,
right.
Awesome. Thank you. And now I have a couple songs of yours tonight, of course. We did not forget about your music. We definitely can't forget about that. So I wanted to, first off, before we play these songs, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
I've got the album Tennessee to Texas that I released. I believe, if I can remember, it's hard for me to remember at my age, but I believe I sent Road to Hope in to you, which I've already kind of touched base a little bit. That's an autobiographical song about that myself and Mike White wrote probably 20 years ago. And it was laying in the closet, actually, literally laying in the closet for about 20 years and went through some spring cleaning and come across it again. And I thought, man, this would be an awesome song. Of course, I had to tighten up the lyric and everything a little bit. But we did record it, and it's become one of our most requested around a lot of stations around the country and around the world. I don't know if you got That's the Way That I Love You, which is the highest climbing. It's number 5 this week. You know, it's that was an actual song I wrote about my grandparents. And then Boy, What a Girl, which is our first number one hit, that was written by a couple friends of mine, Aaron Boswell and Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jr. And, and you know, it laid around with Hawkshaw probably 10 years. I know Aaron and Hawk both cut it, and I begged them if I could cut it. And luckily, good Lord blessed us, and they both gave us, Aaron and Hawk gave us permission, and we cut that thing, and I believe that's one of them that you got tonight. And that was our first number one record, and it's actually making a resurgence. It's number 29 in the top 40 charts now around the Nashville area.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Another congratulations. That's crazy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So how about we play Road to Hope, because we have that one here right handy. We have this one very handy. So let's play this right now, Road to Hope, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Here we go, Road to Hope by Jerry J. Thomas.
Driving down the center state, I'll make Texas by early morning.
I don't put a lot in it. Thank you.
If I do not hesitate, she left not. Thank you.
Road to Hope by Jerry J. Thomas. Now, I really want to get the important information out because we are running out of time. So where can we go to purchase your music? Where are the best places?
You can go to Rhapsody, iTunes, and you can also go to my website, www.jerryjthomas.com, Reverb Nation, Jerry J. Thomas. It's out there in several places.
All right, perfect, perfect. So we could check that out super, super easy, super easy. So now, and also I want to get the information out with social networking sites because I know that you are on social networking, talking to fans. So where can you give us those links, the best ones to find you?
The links, the best ones to find me is right here on Facebook. You can also, I will answer anybody that gets in touch with me on my website. You know, Facebook is one of my main ones that I like to get out and I'll talk to people. Reverb Nation, I'll answer messages there. Just several of them, LinkedIn, I'm on that, you know, so however they want to do it, I'd be more than happy to get in touch with them and And if something happens, they can't get in touch with me, they can get in touch with my manager, Charlie Wayne Phelps, and he'll pass it on to me. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or anything anybody has.
Perfect, perfect. I love it. So, yes, definitely Facebook is super, super an easy way to find you. I'm friends with you on there. Hey. So everyone,
yeah.
Please, so everyone, please become a friend. I love
there you
it.
Go.
So thank you. Thank you so much for, first off, coming on the show again. And, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on. We'd love to have you back on.
We love you guys. And we want to thank you for everything that you do for all of us artists. And if you give me just a quick second, I know you're running out of time, but I'd give a couple shout-outs to Ruth Brown over in Nashville and our buddy, yours and my mutual friend, Jerry Kramer out of Wichita Falls, Texas, and especially to Robert and Helen Holmes up in Michigan listening in tonight. We love all of them, and we really thank them. And Josie, thank you so much for what you and Tina do for all of us.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We love doing this because you guys are just fantastic, you know. And so I thank you very much. We'd love to have you back anytime.
Hey, love it. God bless you, sweetie. I'll get off here so you can get the other two on and have plenty of time. And thank you again so much,
you're
and good. We look forward to getting back on here as soon as we get some of this new updated project and get it to you.
You got it. You are good. You are all good. Thank you so much, and we will definitely chat with you soon, okay? Thank you.
All right, and God bless the Josie Nation. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. God bless. Oh, you're awesome. Jerry J. Thomas, everybody. He's so fantastic. We always love chatting with Jerry J. Thomas. Now, how about we play his next song, Boy with a Girl, and we will be right back. Here we go. Hit it.
I guess that you could just call me one lucky guy, 'cause I wake up each morning with her in my life. Things couldn't get any brighter, 'cause I'm right here beside her. She's my everything and she's my world. Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Yes, sir, she's my lady, Lord, she makes me proud. She has a special way about her that makes her stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. What a woman. Well, no matter what, she always seems to understand. When I fall short of what she's needing in her man, there ain't no comparing. She just keeps on caring. What a sight to see in her blue jeans and her curls. Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Yes, sir, she's my lady and she makes me proud. Has a special way about her that makes her stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. She has a special way about her that makes her stand out in a crowd. Isn't she something? Boy, what a girl. Man, what a woman. Boy, what a girl. Thank God she's my woman.
Yes, that was fantastic. I loved it. That was from Jerry J. Thomas. We love it, and we just thank him so much for sending his music along to us. My mic cut out there for a second. I don't know what that was. But I'm very excited because we have our next guest tonight. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Juliet Silver. Yes. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing
great.
Can
you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, good. I hope my phone doesn't touch the buttons because it just did.
No.
All right. Well, how are you?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
Good.
It's my first time
doing
something like this. So I'm really excited about it. So I'm ready to answer all your questions. So I was telling Tina, she's like, how are you today? And I was like, well, I just went to the gym and I worked out and now I'm drinking a banana Slurpee. And so, you know, kind of, okay. Anyway, so I'm doing great.
It.
All right. Okay. How are
it.
You? Okay, good.
I'm great. I am so great. First off, I want to start with the obvious question, how music all started for you. When did this all start?
Oh, my goodness. I was singing just naturally as a little girl. My mother was a singer. My grandmother, she kind of wrote some songs just to hum to me as a baby, you know.
Right.
And then when I was in preschool, they realized that when we were singing My Land Is Your Land, you know, that I had vibrato, okay? So then I got recruited into the church choir, and then it just kind of went from there, and it's just absolutely been a part of my life. I went, you know, through award-winning throughout high school, state choir, you know, singing classical music. Yes, I can sing classical music with this accent, without the accent. But then I went on to be in an all-girl band, and it was an all-girl band, so you can imagine how, you know, that long that lasted. And then I was a wedding singer for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
wow.
It was fun. You know, I got to write my mascara off, you know, so, you know, taxes. So, you know, it was, that was a lot of good due pain, I would say, because, you know, we had to be very, it is a business, okay? I worked for an entertainment company, and you have to sound just like Etta. You have to sound just like, you know, Donna Summer, you know? So then finally, when something happened and somebody talked to me about something and I got back into kind of my roots, what I used to grow up listening to, you know, like Dolly Parton and Tina Turner and all that. So I just started writing country songs. It's like, wow, why have I not been doing this whole time?
Right. Exactly.
My background in a nutshell. So.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love country music. And obviously, country is the genre in which you play, and you have such great music. And you mentioned a couple, but who are your favorite artists to listen to? Of course, Dolly Parton. Who else?
Right. Well, of course, I like Hank Williams Jr. I like George Strait, Dwight Yoakam. Oh, man, I just love Dwight Yoakam.
Right.
You know, the he's just absolutely one of my favorites. You know, I almost, you know, can say that I like some rockabilly music, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess a lot of the Americana artists, Loretta Lynn, I always had her albums, but I always put Dolly Parton on for some reason. I always had Tanya Tucker, I say. I used to pretend I was Tanya Tucker.
That's cute.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, then I always had those, like, Charlie Daniels, and, you know, I always had those compilations. My dad was a truck driver, and he'd go out on the road, and then he'd come home, and, of course, I had that little... Well, you don't know, but back in the good old 8-track days, you know, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but, my dad would come home with these compilations, and I just listened to them, and then, you know, of course, you know, like, start making up my dance moves and, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, so that's about what I know on that. But then it's
your
life.
Yeah. Sure. Wow, that is so cool. Definitely. I could definitely see you. I could definitely see you rocking out to like Tanya Tucker. You know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I could definitely see.
Oh, yeah.
I could definitely see.
I'm like the glam rocker of country. You know, like, I don't know if anybody out there has seen my CD covers, but I'm like the nightclub glam. You know,
right.
Version. You know. Anyway, everybody's got to do something. Everybody's got to do something. You know, I just like clothes. But,
exactly. It's true. That's your thing. That's your thing. And you're sticking to
That's
it.
My thing.
I like that.
I know. That and Slurpees. Banana Slurpees.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to have them. You have
yeah.
to. I
yeah.
love that. I love that. And, you know, your music is just phenomenal. And I'm going to play it in just a moment. But can
cool.
you first tell us? Yes, I'm very excited about that. Can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now? Tell us about it.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, I have a 4-song EP out, and that's because I have a lot of other songs, but, you know, musicians out there, y'all know, you know, you got to have money to get
yeah.
in the studio. Well, I put a lot of money in because I wanted the best mastered.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the best to come out. So the music that I've written, it all started, and I'll kind of keep it brief if you want to play my stuff. I met somebody who had a friend in prison, okay, and he wanted to put together a website to get him out of prison. So we met up, and he told me the whole story about the guy in prison. I actually met him on the telephone, and I wrote a song about him, and he wanted it to be a country song. And I just wrote that thing a couple hours, and it's called Andy, and it's basically, you know, pardon me, I'm sorry. And so it's a story. Well, then I thought, this was like a blast. You know, I loved that. So then I wrote another one, and another one, and another one. And one of them is called Talk is Cheap, or it's called Pay Attention. Mm-hmm. Talk is Cheap, You Better Pay Attention. And that's about, you know, everything, you know, that I like to do and get yelled at, which is spending too much money. And then I got one called My Reflection, which is about being the perfect 8, because you don't have to be a 10 to be perfect, right? Okay,
oh,
so
yes.
that's like a positive message, okay, because I'm the perfect 8. And then I got another one that's just kind of a love song. You know, you got those love songs that are about some guy that just ran off eventually, but I wrote it about him, and it's called My One and Only. And that's
right.
the one that we've got out. That's the one where the video is. And it's just, to me, it's kind of a pretty inspirational type song. And it, you know, written about somebody that I care about still to this day.
Right.
And, you know, it's just one of those love songs that, you know, in the moment, you know, cause that's about all I know on that. So. That's
yeah,
what they're
about. Exactly. Definitely. I love that. I love that. And it's, you know, it's great because, it's awesome because a lot of people gravitate towards those love songs because they're so relatable. Everyone's been through it, so they can
right.
relate to it and enjoy the music more, you know. So that's what
mm-hmm.
I love about, you know, love songs. So I'm excited to play it. We have
well,
that
cool.
song.
Yeah, that's what you're going to play now. Ben, this is the single, okay? This is the
mm-hmm.
single, and it's gotten lots of airplay. You know, it needs to get more impressions in order to make, like, the Billboard-type charts. But as far as internet, it's just taken on a mind of its own. I've just
mm-hmm.
been sitting back. I get to look myself up every once in a while. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm on a chart, you know? So it's just
right.
been a wild ride. It's just cray-cray cool. Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. And there is a video for this, right?
Yes,
there is a video.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So we have to check that out.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that's on,
cool.
Is that on YouTube, I believe?
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah, Juliet Silver, My One and Only. If really, if you look up Juliet Silver, My One and Only, you get everything. But the thing is after you get done with my stuff, there happens to be a Romeo and Juliet soliloquy that has the words My One and Only in it, and it gets real annoying, you know, because.
Right. I hear you.
I'm sorry. It's just true. Okay.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. It's crazy when, like, these same songs have same, you know, I mean, different songs have the same name. Kind of gets a little confusing.
Oh, yeah.
So I understand.
Yeah.
I understand
yeah, yeah.
that one. But it's
well,
a great
it's Romeo
song.
Romeo and Juliet. I need to
yeah.
memorize that soliloquy so I can just go around and say it with this accent. Wouldn't that be funny to have Shakespeare, me doing Shakespeare? I do
That'd
know
be good,
some. We'll
actually.
Talk later. After the show, I'm going to do some Shakespeare with you. Okay. All right. I'll quit being a goofball. Okay, I'm going to stop.
I love
it.
I think it's fantastic. I'm having a lot of fun with you. So let's play this song right now. My one and only, okay? Let's play it.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you. Here we go. My One and Only by Juliet Silver. Be right back.
Before I met you, the men called me Rebel. They called me down with you yin and you yang. I took it from the heart. You were made for me. Let me be cool. Doing my thing. I'm turning up the storm in my mind just before ya. I feel like a clown with no room to breathe. I made a mistake of falling in love easy. Searching so long till our paths cross. I love you. My happiness is true. My arms really need you. I'm loving you and it's no surprise. Maybe it's the way you say that I'm perfect. I know that you don't throw words around. I've made no mistake. I really adore you. My hero and my love I found.
One and Only by Juliet Silver. We're back with her right now. So where can we go to purchase this song along with all of your other music? This is the best place.
Well, you can pretty much just go anywhere on the internet, like Rhapsody, iTunes, and all that good stuff. Reverb Nation. If you just look up Juliet Silver, My One and Only, it has been picked up by, like, everybody. That's selling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff.
It is.
Yeah. It really is. And I wrote the songs. What I think I'm a bass player. Okay. I'm not a bass player, but I think I'm a bass player. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got a few bass guitars. Okay. I've got a few bass guitars. So what I do when I write a song is I write the bass line and the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know when you pat your head and you rub your tummy, so then I get all that together mm-hmm. with the bass and the singing, and then I write my lyrics, and then I go to the, I went to the studio, and boy, let me tell you what, I got some musicians that just, I mean, mm-hmm. all I did was hum it to them. That's all I did was hum it to these guys, and they charted it, and they played it, and they blew me away. I mean, blew me away. And so that's kind of how everything happened. And I just did not even know that it was possible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did I lose you? Oh, okay, cool. I had no idea how easy it was. No idea, kind of talent, was out there. Because it's held me back all these years was held me back is that I come up with these great songs. I mean, I even wrote a symphony in my head, but, I can't get anybody to play it, you know?
Right.
So,
wow, that's so, that's so cool. That's so easy to do. I never even knew that they could actually, get a song, put together with just humming. That's good music.
Yeah,
musician.
I just tap my hand like this, and then I start singing along. Can you hear me tap?
Oh, yeah.
I need the overdraft protection, and that's all I did. And they were like, oh, okay, 5 minutes. Of course, my stuff, I keep it simple because if you start writing songs that are all goofy, loofy and everywhere on the planet, unless you're Evanescence or somebody like that, I think I said their name wrong and I apologize to you. This is country, keep it country, keep it simple, keep it about what people want to hear about and can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how I think, let's think about it. We're talking about going out and having a good time. We're talking about some broken hearts here, we're talking about, just simple stuff.
Relatable.
Keep the music a little simple too,
Exactly.
So,
exactly. It catches
on
more.
That's kind of how it worked out. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to have a good hook. If you have a good hook, like today I thought about a good lyric liner, like when you get old enough to where you can give advice. So I'm going to be old enough to give advice. And that's kind of like something that I think is kind of a good hook for like a new song, Because, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but, I think Vietnam was still going on. But I don't look it, so it's okay. But
Right.
Anyway, so that's okay. More power to in fact, when you listen to the song The Perfect Date, it's kind of a, power song for women that are, kind of these days, 30s, the new 20, and 40s, the new 30, and stuff like that. So in my song, The Perfect Date, it says, well, I may not be the perfect 10, but I get attention from younger men. And everybody loves that line because it's hysterical.
It's so catchy.
And that's my whole point is that country needs to be about what people can really relate to. Even if that means letting your guard down a little bit as the artist.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. You have some really great points, and you're just so, you're funny, and I think people are going to really gravitate towards you. So I want you to give out, your sites, your social networking sites, all of that, because I know that people are going to love chatting with you.
Oh my goodness. I love it. That's so sweet of you. Oh my.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Well,
I hope people follow you.
This is a blast. I mean, I do too. I mean, I've got some followers. I say some because I'm like incredibly modest, but I've got a lot of followers on Facebook, and that's just really nice. I mean, if you go to Juliet Silver, well, that's another thing. I like to change my hair, okay? I think I'm Madonna sometimes, okay? And I change my hair on a regular basis, okay? And I change, my look. So my point is I'm blonde on my CD, okay? But since then, I've made a decision to be a brunette, okay? So that's very important. Which one am I now? I'm the brunette. People ask me, what's your natural hair color? I don't know. Why would I know what my natural hair color is? Okay? So anyway, I'm blonde on the CD, and I'm brunette on the Facebook. But if you squint and look real hard, it's me. Okay? You'll be able to tell because you can see the attitude, in the pictures.
Definitely.
But definitely. Definitely. But Facebook,
<That's awesome.
laughs> it's fun, but and awesome. But if you look for Juliet Silver on the Facebook, there are like more than a couple. So just kind of like the soliloquy, just like Shakespeare, you're going to run into other Juliet Silvers. So I guess the easiest way to find mine is it has a I don't know, I'm wearing some jeans and I'm turning around like with the dark hair. It's got the dark hair, and then if you click on it, it'll have blonde hair and dark hair. So that's how you know it's me, because you've got, like,
got
you know, the Madonna thing kicking. So
perfect.
Facebook is the best way to check me out.
Nice.
And
nice.
Other than that, Reverb Nation, you know?
Mm-hmm. You got to love Reverb. You got to love
gotta
Reverb.
Got to love Reverb. Oh, my gosh. I made it into the top 10 locally here.
Ooh.
Which I thought local, because I put in my zip code, you know, whenever I signed up for the Reverb Nation, let me know if I'm talking too much and I go over my time. But if when you go on there, you put in your zip code and mm-hmm. then they, you know, they give you your local, your global and all that. Well, they said the local rank, you know, I got this email that says, hey, your song is trending and all that stuff. Well, then I wound up getting at number 7. I thought, local, well, that's cool. I'm number 7 in Bedford, which is where I'm from. I'm in Bedford.
Wow.
So then I looked, and it's like, no, this is like Ennis, Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, Louisville, Carrollton. I mean, it was just like 30 surrounding areas. I mean, might as well have been as close as Oklahoma. And I made number 7. So as far as Reverb Nation having a lot of people on there, that wound up being quite a surprise. And then it wound up being, you know, that Live 365, it's the internet radio station. I'm all over that thing, and I have no clue how I got on it. That's the strange part. I put myself – now, I'm not on the top 20, that Highway Country on 365. I made it to, like, number 6, the 20 or something like that. And I was like, how did that happen? I just, like, woke up, and all this stuff is happening. And, I did put my stuff onto, like, the radio subnet and on a couple of things like that, like, you know, the radio campaign things, which I advise to new artists. Please do that. Go to radio subnet and do your own campaign that way. Because when that happens, if your music's good, they're going to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to listen to you, and they're going to pick you up. It's just real simple. Cut out, you know, any kind of mess you're going to get yourself into. So that's apparently what happened. That's apparently what happened with me. And so I'm all over it. Oh, and then there's this other Triple Fan Music, real nice lady named Dixie. She picked me up, and then all of a sudden she put me on these other radio stations, and it's like I kept getting picked up by like hundreds. Like, and this is like in Africa, this is in, you know, New Zealand, and all these things. And then I had an FM radio station in Canada pick me up, which is cool. And then I had a European FM radio station, terrestrial, pick me up, and that's cool. So it's like I sit at home and I play with my cat, okay? And then I go to work, so I work night shift. And then, unbeknownst to me, I mean, I'm getting played at barbecue restaurants somewhere, and I just don't know it. So it's kind of interesting, and you know, how I know that this is going on, but I'm still living my regular old, you know, daily stuff, you know? That's exciting.
Exactly.
It's exciting.
Wow, I think that's really, really neat, and that was really great advice to sign up for that, you know, because it seems like it's been helping you, so I think it could really help a lot of other, you know, new artists out there. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm old enough to give advice.
There you go. Boom. There goes the hook. Yes.
There you go.
Love it.
I love that. I can always backtrack to something, you know. I can always bring something back up that I said 5 minutes ago. But,
That is funny. That is funny. I love that. And I think that's so great. And congratulations with all of that success, because that's huge. That's so great.
Well, it's goals that are being reached. You know, it really is. Oh, you know, and then I've met a really nice person who's my manager. Then I've met a really nice lady who is going to help promote me, and she's taking me to L.A. You know, there's a possibility I might want to do some acting also. I'm also an avid boxer, not kickboxing cardio, but like actually boxing. You know, I don't spar. I mean, I spar, but I don't actually fight. So I did some video to try to promote myself, you know, for action. The best way to describe me is I'm kind of like, you know who Jamie Presley is? I love her. She's like, Jamie
Ooh.
Presley. Yeah, do you know who she is?
I think
okay.
so.
Everybody, you know, she's on My Name is Earl, you know, that lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what everybody says. I act like her. So, anyway, so I'm thinking about a little bit of comedy, a little bit of, you know, Gina Carino. I don't know if you know who, she's an MMA fighter.
No.
So she's one of my idols. Gina Carino. We've got Jamie Presley. And then, of course, Gwen Stefani. You know, she did country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so wrap those three up, and those are my idols, you know, as far as, like, you know, entertainment
Absolutely.
Business. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We will definitely see what happens with that. That will be so great if you can get into, like, you know, any movies or TV shows we'll be watching. I'll be like, hey, I talked to her.
Yeah. Well, I'm
and I will.
To
I will.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
There you go.
Oh, stop yourself. No, but I'm going to the Emmys after party in August, and it's a red carpet event. So,
great.
Of course, the dress I ordered doesn't fit, but, you know, we'll deal with that. But, and they sent two pair of shoes. But, so I'm going to that, so that hopefully will help with, you know, crossing over is what I call it, with the music and the acting, you know. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Definitely. I could see it.
But
I
music
could see
is
great. Oh, of course, of course. Music is definitely your first love. I could tell. And I'm very excited because we have another song of yours, and we are running out of time now, but we definitely want to have you back on, okay? Anytime.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, do we have time to play the song, or did I talk too much?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's play it right now, and then we will be right back. So here we go. Here is Pay Attention by Juliet Silver. Be right back. Again for coming on the show, and you are welcome back on the show anytime. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, if everybody just look at Reverb Nation and Facebook, because I think that if y'all checked it out, you might, you know, kind of get an idea about, you know, Juliet Silver, what she's like with all her hairdos and everything and her little glam thing going. But yes. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. It was so much fun. And I'll chat with you very, very soon on Facebook probably.
Right on.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Juliet Silver. Aw, love it. Love it. She was so much fun to talk to. Very, very nice lady. And now I'm very, very excited because we have our next guest, or should I say guests, plural, because it is a duo in the house here. So I'm very, very excited. Everyone, please welcome Hatcher Station, which is made up by Lamar and Deborah Collier. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing so great. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
We're doing real good.
Great. I'm so excited that you guys are on the show. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're kind of excited about it, too.
Great. That's so good to hear. I'm glad. So I kind of want to just start, you know, at the beginning with how you guys came together musically. When did this whole duo start?
A few years ago. I used to mess around and play, you know, after work and at home and stuff. And Deborah painted pictures. So I'd be playing, she'd be painting, and then one day she just started singing. And so we started singing together.
Wow. That's really neat. Yeah. Wow, that's
like that. Whenever you live in the same house with somebody and he's playing and playing, and so after a little while you just keep the songs going through and you just start singing along.
Exactly. Right. It's kind of hard to not catch on when that's happening around you. Exactly. Exactly. And I was actually kind of curious because Hatcher Station, it's a very unique name. I really like it. Can you tell us how the name Hatcher Station came about?
Yes. There is, we used to live in a town called Georgetown, and outside of that town, really, we lived in a little area, and way back it used to be a railroad depot that was called Hatcher Station, which was just right out our front door. And so when we did this thing we started doing, we decided to call it Hatcher Station.
Yeah, I like it.
I guess that was the neighborhood, so, you know.
Right, it fits. Wow. Very, very cool. And also, with Hatcher Station, what kind of music do you guys play? For people who haven't heard of you guys or heard your songs, what kind of music do you guys make together?
It's sort of country music and...
Mm-hmm.
We did some traditional country, some more modern country.
A little bit of... It's mainly country. Some of it's a little more modern than others. It's, like, we got some. It's about, like, hunting and fishing and stuff like that.
Yes.
Just stuff that's fun. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Very fun. Very fun. Actually, you know, earlier I was listening to your song Dancing on the Tailgate, which is a very fun song, and I actually have that here with us tonight to play. And so you guys have a very, very fun songs, kind of dance, get down songs. They're probably a lot of fun to perform live.
that's our new one. We just released it on iTunes today.
Ooh, wow.
It's on iTunes and Amazon.
Awesome. I think it released Congratulations.
Today. Yep, it released today, and so it's getting played on your show. It's one of the first places it's getting played on air.
I am honored. Thank you guys so much for letting me play this song. I'm very honored. Thank you.
No, we're
so
honored
good.
That
you're
doing it for us. Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Well, I'm very, very excited to play this song. And like you guys said, it released on iTunes. So I hope after you guys hear it, you guys check it out on iTunes. And you could put it on all of your iDevices, like your iPhone and iPad. It's easy. Yeah. So please make sure you guys do that. So how about we play it right now, Dancing on the Tailgate. And we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it. Perfect. on a tailgate. I love that song by that was by Hatcher Station, of course. I absolutely love that song. It's so catchy, and I can't help myself from dancing.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes, it's so great. Yes, I absolutely love it. And for people who want to get in contact with you guys, you know, just check out all of your music, what are the best sites that you guys use frequently that we can go to? Best one.
Facebook. We do that mm-hmm. quite frequently. I mean, I check with it every day. Reverb Nation. We're on there.
Perfect.
And if anybody wants to send us an email, it's hatcherstation@gmail.com. I'll answer it personally.
Perfect. Perfect. I love that. I love that. I hope all of the new listeners check it all out. Remember, you got Dancing on the Tailgate by Hatcher Station. They're on iTunes, so please check it out. And then Facebook them, add them, follow them. All of the above. Please, after the show, do that. And also, I wanted to bring up any upcoming performances that are planned. Do you have anything on the books as of right now?
Yes, August the 9th, we have a thing that we're doing on the 9th.
Hot sun in the summertime.
Yeah, in Sasser, ooh, Georgia.
That sounds fun. Wow.
It's an outdoor concert. It's gonna, you know, there's us and three other bands that will be playing. So it's going to be a lot of fun and everything. And then we have some other stuff in the works. We have one that's set for October at the Cypress Grill in Cordele, Georgia.
Fest sometime around in there.
Yeah, we have a pig jig fest, and it's around there. I haven't got the dates all right here in front of me, but we'll be adding it all on the Reverb Nation and our Facebook page. So.
Perfect. So you guys will definitely keep us up to date so we know where you guys are going next. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love that. I love that. Super easy. And this next song I'm about to play is called So Blind. So can you please tell us a little bit about this song before you play it?
You want to or you want me to? Well, he was playing something on the guitar, and he kept playing the same thing over and over, trying to come up with something, and I started out with a couple of words, and he was like, oh, you know, I like that, and so we kept going. And it just wound up being the song that it is. It's sort of the way we met, you know, being friends to start with and just being friends, and then all of a sudden just realizing, okay, well, want to be more than friends. So,
right.
That's just the way it went about, I mean.
Right. Oh, it's so great. I think that is just a really great story put into a song, which is even better. You know?
Yeah, but you have to be really quick with it because you only have like 3 minutes in a song to tell a whole story. So it's hard to get a point across, but hopefully it does.
Absolutely. That can be a little bit difficult, but I think you all portray it very, very well in this song, and we're about to play it right now. So let's play So Blind, and we will be right back with Hatcher Station. Stay right there. Here we go. Thank you. was So Blind, another wonderful song by Hatcher Station, and we're back with them right now. So what other projects are you guys currently working on that you can share as of right now? Is there new music happening, writing? What's up?
Yes, we're writing. We have a few other songs in the works. They're just not all the way together yet. They're getting there, though. We have one we're working on that Deborah sings. Mainly it's a female vocal called Cowboys Never Grow Up. I think it's kind of a cool song. But,
mm-hmm.
Or Country Boys Never Grow Up. That's the name of it.
Country
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah, I like it. She really...
Awesome. That's awesome. So, and that will definitely be probably released on, like, you know, iTunes and stuff, so we could check it out, right?
Yes. Once we get it finished up, that'll probably be our next one.
We're going to try to do a few more. So
yeah.
that we can put them with these two singles that we just released today to try to make a whole album.
Yeah, these are a good bit different from our last stuff. We did an EP a couple years ago, and these are a little different than that, so we're going to try to do a whole new project for them. We have another duet song we're going to do pretty soon called If I Had My Way. It's been a song. We just haven't recorded it yet.
Right, right. Oh, well, that's very, very exciting. You have to let us know when all that comes out. We would love to, you know, maybe have you guys back on for, like, an update, or we could play them, or whatever you would like. We would just love that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'd love
perfect.
To do that. Because I can keep in touch with you. I'll chat with you and everything else.
For sure. Absolutely. That is definitely a plan that we can definitely put into action. I would really love that. And I have a last question for you, because we are running out of time, but I really think this question is wonderful. We actually, you know, have been getting a lot of, you know, questions kind of sort of like this, so we thought this was a great one. So first off, do you guys have any suggestions for duos out there, kind of just getting started on how to handle, you know, decisions and different opinions? Because you guys really seem to have it together, and I know it could be pretty difficult when there's two people, you know, two heads, two brains working, and sometimes you guys might not agree on something, you know. So how do you work that out, you know, for duos that are having trouble?
He listens to me, that's all.
No,
that
she bosses me around a lot about it, so you know. No, sort of, kind of.
I don't know.
If we got something we can't agree on, we just throw it to the side for a while, and one of us gives in sooner or later.
Right. Right.
Then,
I love that. It's great.
As far as anything else with trying to promote it and put everything together, just a lot of research and reading. I mean, on the internet, I spend a lot of time searching for stuff to try to figure out the best ways to go about releasing something, how to promote it the best way, and things like that, and just try to work with the studio that we use that's in Moultrie, which is Gary DiBenedetto at Studio D. Talk to him and try to work things out with him. He's been really good with guidance and stuff.
Yeah, and producing and stuff like that. He does most of the producing that for us.
And we've talked to Rodney Mills quite a bit because he does all the mastering on our music, and he's given us some helpful hints, you know, here and there. Just that's basically about it. And just stick with it. Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, you can't do it. You just do it. If you enjoy doing it, do it.
Yeah, for us it's fun. We like it.
Yeah.
That's what we do to have spend time together doing something we like to do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. I think that's so great and such great advice that anybody can really – you know, not just duos. I mean, you gotta. That's you know very solid advice. Kind of just doing what you need to do. You know, do what you love. Pretty
that's
much.
It.
Yes, that's all you need to do. And I think you both have such wonderful, wonderful songs out, and you two are just fantastic. And you guys work so well together, and it's the music, it shows that you guys have a great relationship there, that, you know, the music just flows, you know, it's so great. And I just want to thank you both so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on the show.
My pleasure. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And like I said, my offer still stands. Whenever you guys would like to come back, let us know. All right?
Oh, yes. We'd love to come back.
Perfect. Perfect. When that new music comes out, we could figure out something. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can even work it up where we can come out that way and play some gigs there and talk to you on the radio all at the same time.
Definitely. I am so up for that. I have your email, so I'm definitely going to let you know, and maybe we could figure something out. That'd be great.
That would be good.
Perfect, perfect. And once again, thank you guys so, so much, and we'll chat with you guys very, very soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you both so, so much. We appreciate it. That was Hatcher Station. Thank you both so much. Love it, love it. And that was Lamar and Deborah Collier. And I hope I'm saying both Collier. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I am so bad with names. I have to get that checked. There has to be a doctor or something that can help me get checked. For some reason, just names I am not good at. I mean, if Josie wasn't my name, I'd probably have trouble saying it. So, I mean, I'm just really bad at names. And my producer/mom over there is like, yep, you didn't know your real name for like 15 years of your life. So yes, I am bad with names. But I had such a wonderful, wonderful time chatting with all four of my guests. And I know people are pretty confused because what I just said, I didn't know my name for like 15 years of my life. Not Josie. That one's easy. But my real name is Giuseppina. So before I got any comments like, you didn't know Josie? I promise that's not it. My real name is Giuseppina, and that is a very Italian name, which is very hard. I know, so I like Josie. but thank you all so, so much for dealing with my craziness, and I just had such a blast. This is kind of like a party. I had so much fun chatting with all four of my guests, or technically five, because we had a duo on tonight. So, see, it works. And I'm thankful for all of you for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it. Sticking with us for like maybe a couple hours. I don't even know. But now I want to pass it over to Tina Marie, who has the VIPs and what's been going on with them. And then once she's done with the VIPs, I got some station announcements and fun stuff. So bring it on, VIPs.
All right.
Hey, Josie.
Oh, hello.
Tina?
Yes. Yes.
If Josie's real name is Giuseppina, is Tina's real name Tina Pina?
No, and it's funny. See, nobody gets it right. You even said it wrong. It's Giuseppina. Giuseppina. See, it's hard. Giuseppina. Like juice.
Well, you know, we have a squirrel here that just calls you Posey Giacentino.
That's true. I do. Hey, I have many names. All right, back to the VIPs.
All right, so to see our VIPs, I'm all thrown off kilter. All right, to go ahead and see who our VIPs are, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab up at the top, and it will take you to the page. If you would like to become a Josie Show VIP member, you can sign up right there on the very same page. It takes 1 minute to sign up, and your benefits last for an entire year. These artists are VIP members already: Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry J. Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Lace Whitworth, Fraser Newcomb, Rick Seaman, Brad Howard, Mark Wildman, Will Sterling, and Lisa Skinner. Now, if you go to Josie's Facebook page, or if you go to the Josie Show Facebook page, you will find weekly updates that we find from all of their pages to put on there for you, so you got everything all in one spot. Brad Howard, he, along with Country Heart Band, will be at the VF Host, 1970-7220 Charlotte Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, on August 9th. So go and get all of the details there.
Don't you mean Brad Pina?
I
regular names is what we're doing.
Okay. And we have got messages.
And as she thinks about it a second.
Yeah, it'll take a while. And we've got messages on there from Lace Whitworth, who is asking everybody to go ahead and call their local radio stations and request a single Tomboy. Of course, we played it on Country Blast Radio, and last night on the countdown, it was number one. So congratulations to Lace Whitworth. We have got information on that page for Will Serling. We have got information on that page for Mark Wildman and for all of the different VIPs. We have added some videos that we found and any updates of shows. Vince Anthony has got some new music coming soon, and he's touring everywhere. So we gave you a link so you can find that. There are some Reverb Nation pages and some that take you straight to some music. And Lisa Skinner is asking everyone to go ahead and vote for Crying Shame to be featured on the Coast to Coast Mixtape Country Edition Volume 1. So go ahead and click on that link as well so that you can find it. All right. Now, the other thing that I'm going to ask you to do, if you don't mind.
Tina? The Pina part of Josie's name, Josepina, was that from the pina colada you were drinking at the time?
No, it was not. It was not. All right. Now, if you go to the Josie Show page and you click on the outreach tab, you are going to see that we are asking for some help for a great artist. His name is Jesse Hudson. He has been diagnosed with cancer, and we're looking for a little bit of assistance to help there. He is a young artist. He's got a young family, and all the donations go straight to him to help pay for costs of very expensive medicine for cancer treatments as far as shots and pills and surgeries and such. So you will just direct the money straight to him. That's all you do, and that will help take care of that. So we appreciate any help that you can do with that. Either share it on your social media pages so that everybody knows, or go ahead and help if you can. All right, Josie.
We should also tell people, because Josie's done this, if you're going to go get a haircut, donate your cut hair to cancer patients. They make wigs out of it for those going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, you can look up Locks for Love, I believe it's called, and you can go ahead and do that as well. Thank you. All right.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for the VIP members letting us know what's going on with them. So now I have some announcements. The usual announcements here, I just wanted to thank everyone once again for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards. Try saying that five times fast. For 2014, we were nominated for Most Indie-Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie-Friendly DJ. So that was such an honor, and we're very thankful to all of you who helped us get in there. Thank you so much. And on our next special edition episode, it will be on August 11th, with Janelle Arthur, and Janelle Arthur actually came in fifth place on the 12th season of American Idol. She was an American Idol finalist. So you guys all probably know who she is, you American Idol fans out there. So I'm very excited to be speaking with her on August 11th on our special edition, Janelle Arthur. So I'm very excited about that. And we're also celebrating having Country Blast Radio become a national chart reporting station. So I know most of you guys know this kind of information already, if I could talk. you know, through Facebook, you guys have been sending me such great messages from Facebook and Twitter, actually. So thank you all so much for the congratulations and love. And you also get the official word here. Well, actually, I mentioned this a couple shows ago. We have a new syndication, and it's we're syndicated on an FM station out of Nashville, NBRN.FM. So a big-time special thank you to them, and that is NBRN.FM. And so please make sure you check that all out. And thank you all so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys tune in on August 11th with Janelle Arthur, American Idol finalist. So it's going to be so great. August 11th, Just Show Special Edition. And and also we'll be back next Friday. So we will see you guys two times next week. So thank you all. very, very, thank you all so, so very much. Well, I know August 11th is next week, but you know what I'm saying. All right, but thank you all so, so much. We will talk to you soon. I am done because I am completely caffeinated right now and don't know what I'm saying. So thank you all so, so much, and we will check you guys out later. Good night, everybody. Mwah!